News Talk ZB. It is 8 minutes to eight. Well, they're here as promised. Il Divo. Here's a little bit of Il Divo. Here's the sound that has wowed them in Europe. From a brand new CD called Ancora, which I think is not even released, but going to be released next week, isn't it? So anyway, with me in the studio, I've got from Switzerland, Urs.
Good morning.
I've got from the United States, David.
How you doing?
I've got Carlos from...
Hello.
Carlos from...
Madrid, Spain.
From Madrid in Spain. And Sebastian, you're French.
Yes, but it's good morning.
Good morning, all of you. So anyway, what a marvellous collection of people. Are you all trained?
Three of us are.
Yes. Yeah. You are not.
I am the self-taught of the band, yeah.
The self-taught French person.
Absolutely. I've learned everything by my own.
So how did it come about? Why don't you tell us? I mean, there's a guy called Simon Cowell is the brains behind this, yes.
Well, everything started like 2.5 years ago when Simon was watching one of the concert of the three tenors. So he thought that maybe he should do it with younger singers, opera singers. So he was going around from 17 countries, looking for some opera singers. He found myself, Carlos, Urs, and David from the opera world, and Sebastian from the pop world. So after this, we are now together since 1.5 years, and that's the story.
And you're all now living in London?
Well, not anymore, actually. We had apartments in London for the last season, but it was a big waste of money, actually, right, because we were never there. We're traveling around the world all the time.
Now you've got apartments in Saint-Tropez in the Cap d'Antibes. And...
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, but we never see those either.
Yeah, you would never see that apartment anyway.
5 million copies, the first one sold.
Yeah,
where did it sell mostly?
It's been all over the world, actually. Mm. You know, we have everywhere, Spain, France, Europe, United States, Australia, here in New Zealand, it's gone double platinum, Japan, all of the Southeast Asia as well. I mean, it's going everywhere.
So he found you in various different countries, and what did he approach you? Did he say, I've got this brilliant idea, what do you think of this? Is this what happened?
Yes, mostly this is what happened. He got the idea of the name of the band and the songs at the very beginning, and then after he has chosen us, then we've been throwing in a studio environment where we started to sing the songs and say, how are we going to share the songs? You know, we all come from a solo career that was kind of a hard work at the beginning because we wanted to sing the whole song, each of us. So we had to figure out how we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And after that, we have to figure out how we're going to do the harmonies because we did it ourselves. Nobody really did it for us. So we had to find the sound of Il Divo.
Yeah, amazing. And the philosophy of it was what? I mean, what kind of music? You do popular classics and you do some popular songs, but you do them in the operatic manner. So I mean, what was the principle that he was trying to do? What was the...
The principle was he was a little lost at the beginning. When we just started with it, we didn't know which kind of sound we could mix, yeah, because we were looking for the typical pop and opera sound, but really we didn't know how we could mix it. So we just started with pop songs, and we doing it. It's just beginning in a very very whispered way, in a very pop way, and we finish the songs in the most operatic technique way that we can.
Mm.
So that's the mix of the pop and opera.
And you're a big star in Madrid now too.
Oh yeah, well yes, it goes very well. Yeah, it's amazing. It was funny because when we started it, yes, I didn't expect that we could sell so much in Spain. Everywhere it's amazing.
And have you done well? You know, in terms of are you making the dough, or is the musical Svengali Mr. Cowell making the dough?
Well, you know how it goes in the record industry. You are an artist, you get a certain percentage on every CD, the label gets a certain percentage, well, we're not immensely rich yet.
And eventually you might get something.
Yeah, eventually. No, we're fine, I mean, we're...
That's what they keep telling us, eventually.
Did it go well in the States?
It did, it debuted the first week at number 4, and it's... The thing is that, for the most part, we don't get radio play. We do most of our big work on TV shows.
Right.
And so we have to wait until we can get the biggest TV show that's available to really kind of send out the messages for as far as possible and give a good performance.
But you knocked Robbie Williams off the British charts. off the number one spot, didn't you? You knocked him off.
That was a funny story, actually. We were in the car going to do some promotion, and then they call us and say, you're number one, and you knocked off Robbie Williams from the top. And it took us a very long time to realize that was the truth, because we thought it was a lie.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming, and here's a little bit more of Il Vivo from Ancora, the next Il Vivo album. Thank you so much for coming, and enjoy your tour.
Thank you very much.